Good afternoon. Last time, we crossed a line. Systems stopped waiting. They started anticipating. Today, we find out why that doesn't stop at simple prediction. Because prediction alone isn't enough. What survives are models. Let me start with a comparison. Imagine touching a hot stove. A reactive system pulls its hand back after the burn. A predictive system hesitates before touching. But a model-based system? It doesn't reach for the stove at all. It has a simplified picture of the world that says, "Stoves hurt." That picture doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be good enough. Here's the key idea today. Models survive because reaction arrives too late. Reactive systems are cheap. They're simple. They're fast. They don't make assumptions. But as systems grow larger and slower, being fast is no longer enough. By the time reaction kicks in, damage has already spread. Models shift the cost earlier. They let a system act before trouble appears. That doesn't mean the system is right. It means the system is early. And early mistakes are usually smaller than late ones. Now, what exactly is a model? Not a mirror. Not a map. Not the truth. A model is a compressed guide for action. It throws away detail. It keeps what matters. It biases behavior toward survivable outcomes. If it does that, it stays. If it doesn't, it disappears. Here's the counterintuitive part. Good models must be wrong. A perfectly accurate model would be too slow, too expensive, too fragile. Survivable models are approximate. They generalize. They guess. They're wrong in detail and right in consequence. Another important point. No single model works everywhere. Environments change. Noise changes. Other systems adapt. So survivable systems carry multiple models. Overlapping. Competing. Sometimes contradictory. That's not inefficiency. That's insurance. Now something subtle happens. Models don't just guide action. They filter perception. A model decides what matters before anything is acted on. This reduces overload. It speeds response. It narrows attention. The system doesn't see everything. It sees what it can survive caring about. Once models influence behavior, they start shaping the world. Expectations guide actions. Actions reshape environments. The future stops being neutral. This isn't delusion. It's feedback. And now the warning. Models can fail spectacularly. Wrong expectations can lock in bad behavior, suppress correction, cause runaway damage. Models are powerful. They are also dangerous. But systems without models collapse faster. So here's today's takeaway. Models don't survive because they're true. They survive because acting early, even imperfectly, is safer than reacting perfectly too late. Next time, we'll reach the peak. We'll talk about intelligence. Not as a gift. Not as a mystery. But as what happens when systems are forced to manage their own models. That's where the scaffolds finally disappear. See you next class.